The question has been asked. Some people say that if Rabbanan Zatzal would see Lakewood today, he would never have opened it. Never opened it up. Does Rosh Yeshiva agree with this? What this Shail is asking is a serious question. That today here in Lakewood, it's not like it was in the 1950s. It's not 100% the way it was in Grodno and Kamenitz. Those days came out, everybody who was in yeshiva was making tremendous sacrifice and was a big Balmadreya. Maybe a big Alamdan or a small Alamdan, but everybody was being Mason and Nefesh Alatayra Mamish. Today, there are a big Chedek of Lakewood that is doing it. But you have a lot of guys that don't even care to write up their Chedushim on the Suya. Never complete something. Take over Friday Shabbos easy. You know, there are many people that are here as B'nai Teira and want to be B'nai Teira and sort of live the lives of B'nai Teira, but not with that level of commitment. That Kehim Chayenu and all that. He's living life, a luxurious life, with his car, what is this, what is that. And always different sibas. You know, if a guy goes to the country for a Shabbos and he takes off a Sunday, I mean, that was an unheard of kind of thing. So this is why this Shaila wants to know what would be, and he's saying that he never would have opened up, and he see what's happening today. He wants to know what my humble take is on this question. And the way humble me sees it is that she would be very, very sufficient if you see Lakewood, and he'd be very, very proud of it, and I'll tell you why. Let's move the clock back to 1930, and you're a Bocha learning in Grodno. And you have a Rabbi Zerab Leibel Malin, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Rabbi Yisrael Gusman, man after man, G'day L'Teira. We are all these people's brothers. Where are they? It was very uncommon in those yeshivas that there were two brothers in the same yeshiva. It was an uncommon thing. Their brothers, I don't mean these Yidden per se, but all these Chashim Avachim were communists, and not just Mechal Yishabas, but they were anti-Das. That's where they were. These were the Yechidim, the Bnei Yeshivas, were the ones making a big Mesiches Nefesh for Teira, and they were steiging tremendous, but their brothers were not with them at all. Today, when a person has five sons, and one or two of them is really shy to being Bnei Aliyah, and the others are not really shy to it, all five sons are in Yeshiva. He's not shy. And he's not looking not to be a Ben Teira. He just does not have that inspiration to be cold, cool, musa to his Aliyah. Rabbanan knew that Shteit Re'isi B'nei Aliyah V'Hemuatam. He knew that. It's forever going to be a Mi'at. That it's going to be 100% B'nei Aliyah and cold, cool, dedicated for the Aliyah. But what he was hoping was that kernel of B'nei Aliyah will be Mashpia and be a Ur L'chol Yisrael. That their brothers should want to come to Yeshiva and live the lives of Bnei Teira, even though they're taking off to Friday Shabbos, and even though they can easily cut Seder just to get a good bargain on a suit in a sim sale or something like that, even though we are that. He would see that the system worked. He still has those Bnei Aliyah Mu'atim, and they were Be'emes Mashpia and Kol Yisrael, that everybody has to be Yeshiva, and you can't even get a Shidduch if you're not a Yeshiva Bachur, you're a working boy. There's nobody who wants to look at you. He'd be very, very different. He never thought that everybody's going to be Bnei Aliyah. Bnei Aliyah Amuatim. To have that. So our job, every one of us, is to be from that group and use all your inspiration that you have to be 100% dedicated. But whoever can just do it, L'machzal Shosh Raviyah, is appreciated that he's here and very wanted that he's here. Even back in the 1950s, the brothers of the guys here were in college, and I don't know if they were going fried, but they were certainly going to be leading a much, much more balabatish life than the ones here. Here we got two brothers here in this year, and they're not living a terribly balabatish life. They want to be Bnei Teira, they want to live lives of Bnei Teira, they want to be dedicated to their children to Teira. I mean, they have a lot of tchunas of Bnei Teira. So just because they don't have that inspiration, it was not expected that everybody could have that inspiration. You know, I mean, you need to be inspired. So So the only disappointment Rosh Yeshiva would have are the guys who have that inspiration and they're not using it after the fourth. That would be the only disappointment, which I don't know if there's such a thing. But I'm saying, you got to watch out for that. That if you have the inspiration, then suddenly because of this daiga, that daiga, heaven, it just starts splintering off, you know, you're the problem. But the guy who didn't have it, and he still wants to be a benteira, that is a very big milestone, and we're very happy about that. This, again, this is just what I think he'd be very, very easy if he didn't have a lot of nachas and that the program worked. This is what he was helping for. That ne'el echad, ne'el emeya, ma'at mena oyer, zdeicha harbi mena chayshach, and then everybody comes to see the value of teira, and has those goals and appreciations. The level of commitment, the kol echad ve'echad, that he forever understood is going to be mishtana. In those days, all the yechidim you had, so you had all the echad yoytzalei ra there. That's what you had, and what happened to all the rest? You don't want to know what happened to all the rest. Okay, so I think it's a...